tweet at TodaySOR.
One of the clear signs that it's back to school time is the sight of school wardens or lollipop women and men returning to the school gates. This September, however, the wardens have a strong message for motorists about their behaviour on the roads. Evelyn O'Rourke is with me now. Evelyn, you've spent some time with some busy school wardens finding out more. And what are motorists being told by way of the need to respect school wardens?
Well, look, Sean, what they're being told is, you know, there are increased numbers of drivers on the road, and in a good way, more and more children are being encouraged to cycle and scoot and all that into school. But lots of them, of course, are being driven to school as well. So road safety officers around the country are launching a campaign. What they're asking us all to do as road users is to just calm down a little bit and let the wardens do their jobs. So as you say, I spent some time with some busy school wardens to find out what it's like on the front line. And the first warden that I met up with is a retired Garda John Marr, as he was. And John Marr, the school warden there, he's based at one of the junctions at St. Columbkills Junior and Senior National School in Knocklyne, and he's there from 25 past 2 to 10 to 3 every day. But he's a very busy man, Sean, when you consider that this school is the largest primary school in Ireland. So here John Marr in action, and he tells us more.
How are you folks? Are you all well? Good day at school? Brilliant. We have to wait for the lights now, waiting for a little while.
If you're running late for school, you've a lot of lights to get through, I can imagine.
You shouldn't be late for school, no. They're never late here, no. They're on time all the time.
More than myself. Never do. Never rushing up to the gates.
You'll see a few there now, the green lights. So you might have one or two going through the amber.
The old amber gamblers.
So three through the amber, but anyway.
Three cars through the amber. Green man here for us.
Green man, and away we go. See you, folks. Bye now. See you tomorrow.
He's the best lollipop man in the world.
See you tomorrow.
And this is the largest primary school in Ireland.
Absolutely. 8 new classes start in September.
So a lot of little bodies for you to get safely to and from school.
Well, hopefully. We do our best anyway, so.
How long are you doing this job?
3 years.
And how are you getting on?
Good, yes. You don't feel the summer strolling around and you're back to work again, so.
We want to talk a little bit about getting awareness about your role and how motorists should take it handy and calm down on the roads.
Well, a lot of motorists, I suppose, they calm down, but the traffic is heavy with all the kids going to school. And then they come out and mammies and daddies sit into their cars and they just fly off to the next big assignment they have in their busy lives. And some are inclined to move on towards the amber lights or maybe go through them, but you have to look around your corner and see that it's safe to let the kids pass anyway. So that's our main point.
People will drive up safely to get their children, but once they've done their job, they kind of move on to the next job.
Once their little cargo has been safely left off, that's it. The whole world sits in the little car and they sort of forget and they just come flying.
I've heard maybe sometimes drivers start revving a little bit impatiently. How would you find that behaviour?
Around here it's okay, but then that could be at junctions that aren't manned. But at uncontrolled junctions, I suppose motors do get a bit frustrated and start blowing and revving and all that. You don't take much notice, you just continue on to the next little bit. And here comes the rain.
So that's former Garda John Marr there.
That's right, and there came the rain.
And you spoke there as well with some local authority safety officers who are leading this campaign.
That's right, Sean. I spoke to a few of them, for example, Noel Gibbons. Now, Noel is the road safety officer with Mayo County Council and very involved with this campaign. And he says, you know, unfortunately, wardens are meeting the aggression of other road users, particularly motorists who are impatient. And sometimes they're showing that aggression through the revving of engines, honking of horns, and even yelling abuse. Another officer I spoke to is Declan Keogh, and Declan's from Kildare County Council. Again, he's at the forefront of this, just reminding everybody that if they do not stop for road traffic wardens, they do or potentially could face 4 penalty points and a hefty €120 fine. So here, Declan Keogh tells me more about that situation.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, take off code. Remember.
Well, the local authority road safety officers around Ireland are starting their back to school campaign, and that involves the school wardens, or as they are affectionately known as the lollipop people. There's an average about 400 school wardens around Ireland. They're employed by the council and they are empowered under Section 96 of the 1961 Road Traffic Act to stop and hold traffic. to allow children across the road safely. Some drivers possibly may not know the function or the role of a warden, number one, but some drivers fail to stop for the warden, which can cause a problem. If the lollipop person goes out onto the road, that child then thinks that it's safe to cross the road. If a driver fails to stop, that's causing a problem. There have been issues, I suppose, incidents reported around the country where drivers are failing to stop or being aggressive. Many people feel that they might be volunteers and that they have no authority. The school warden actually does have authority. They are the same authority holders as Gardaí to stop traffic.
What kind of reports have you got from your teams out on the street? I mean, how are they being treated?
Most wardens are being treated with good courtesy from drivers. There have been a few issues. We had an incident there in one part of the country where a warden was clipped off because a driver basically was 18 minutes late for wherever they were going, and every single traffic light that they met was red. The warden then to them was another inconvenience, if you like. But they basically thought that there was a bit of a gap there between the warden. The warden was clipped off. There was also a stop sign which was damaged and broke because of the collision between the car and the stop sign. So if you take that stop sign being a person, the same type of damage, or probably more broken bones and so on, those drivers, they should realise that there are penalties for that. They can be arrested and prosecuted. They receive up to 4 penalty points or a hefty fine. There have been some incidents where the warden will tell us that the driver is basically revving up against them, or they're revving their car, or they're just pushing up against them. If groups of children are crossing the road, somebody might trip or slip or fall, which means that the driver may not see that. The driver may drive on, which means there is a problem again. The purpose of the warden there is to make sure the traffic is stopped to allow the children cross the road.
It's hard to believe that you get some of that behaviour that's been described there, Evelyn. That's Declan Keogh from Kildare County Council reminding people that there is that 4 penalty points and €120 fine. Then you met up with another school warden in the Knocklyon area of Dublin. The rain was falling, all part of the job.
Sean, in the 20 minutes at one point when I was talking to her, we got, I know it's such a cliche, but we got the four seasons in the 20 minutes, which also reminds you about the conditions that the school wardens are operating in as well. I mean, at one stage, you know, the visibility had really kind of got poor, and this was kind of an early mid-September. So it is all part of the job that they have to deal with that weather. I mean, it was lashing rain, you'll probably hear it a little bit there. The wind really picked up. And the priority for her, and of course all the wardens, is to get those children safely across the roads. And people, she says, are busy. This woman, Fiona Gifney, that we're going to hear from now, she says that some people are definitely busy looking at their phones rather than watching the road. And driver revving, for her, is a real bugbear. And she says that stressed drivers don't help. And she says she can look in the driver's window and she sees these drivers, you know, the stress of them, practically coming out the windscreen at her. And she says she's just watching them going, you know, stop, let me pass, let me get my children across the road. And she said, look, my current job, it's usually very calm, but and most parents and motorists are very, very cooperative, and she enjoys meeting them all, and that's part of the job. But she's had a few hair-raising moments on the job. So here Fiona Gifney is in action.
Let all the traffic past you, then walking straight across you.
Just keep walking.
That's the safe course code.
I would get up, I suppose, about 7:30 in the morning. I'm down here for 8:25, and I'm here till 9:00. And then I do a 1:30 and a 2:30 shift.
So the reason I'm talking to you today is some motorists don't get it.
No, they don't, really. I mean, one of the things I do notice is when I go to put my lollipop stick out and I'm looking into the cards, I'm looking for some recognition that they've seen me. The people here are excellent. They tend to slow down, and that's a good indication to me that they've seen me and I can go out and bring the children across. But unfortunately, what I'm seeing a lot more now is the tops of their heads. I have a feeling that they're actually looking down at a mobile phone.
I suppose one of the things people talk about is that people are under pressure for time.
We've all been there. We've all had children that we want to bring to school and get them there as fast as possible. I had one incident in a place that I had worked, and for no apparent reason at all, this man just slowed down his car, rolled down the window, and he said, and I won't repeat what he said to me, you can just
F off.
Yeah. They had a whole load of children right beside me. You know.
So what did you do?
I just smiled, and I mean, it came out of nowhere, so what else can you do? But you see, you could be meeting somebody on the worst day of their lives. You know, you don't know why people do the
Fiona,
things
now
they
you're
do.
Far too kind.
No, I'm not.
They're just checking YouTube clips and you're getting in the way. You know this thing, though, of, you know, where people maybe are revving or stuff. Do you get that level harassment?
I often wonder, what are they going to do with the electric cars? Because we can't hear them. At least with the cars that are revving, we know they're there. But when they rev, I mean, they're just letting you know, I'm here. You're going, well, so am I. And I'm doing this job and I'm getting them across and I'll be off as quickly as I can. No, there's nothing to be gained by turning around, going down and knocking on the window and going, why are you revving the engine at me? I'm not doing anything wrong. My priority is always looking after the children, keeping myself safe, keeping them safe.
That's the safe cross code. Know the safe cross code.
Know the code.
Know the safe cross code.
I'm singing it now.
Could you get better advice than that? That was Fiona Gifney ending your report. Evelyn, thank you very much indeed for that. News after these.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.